Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brand. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction. And guys, welcome to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. Definitely have a good show for you today. A lot of focus on entrepreneurship and inspiration for those that are thinking about starting a business and haven't yet dived in, or maybe you've just gotten started and you need some tips to help really get your business to take off. We've got you covered. Couple great guests today. Erica from Painting with Purpose, and also a guy who stands behind his name, Arnold Steiner. Maybe you've heard of him. He's got his own brand of clothing out, and you are going to enjoy this interview. Guys, a lot of you have been sending me messages and asking for entrepreneurial tips, and so today we are definitely going to deliver. Get ready for a great edition of The Life of a Gentleman, starting right now.
Now it's time for the Entrepreneur Spotlight. Real professionals, real business owners, and entrepreneurs drop in and drop jewels on us. Looking to learn from others that have done it? Ready to get your business really rolling? Sit back and buckle up. Our experts are ready to inspire. Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Life of a Gentleman. So glad you could tune in and join us. Definitely glad you're along for the ride, because, you know, we always talk about fashion, business, and lifestyle. And today we're going to center on business and bringing in a new contributor to the show, somebody that I've known a really long time. You'll find out why in just a minute. But I'd like to welcome to the show Erica from Painting with Purpose. And Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely glad you could join us. And if I may say, you are one of my favorite guests ever, simply because
Yes. We
are cousins, and it is an absolute pleasure to connect with family on the show.
Definitely.
And you're also doing big things. So I don't want people to think we just had you come on just because we're related, but go ahead and let the audience know what you do and all about your business.
Okay, thank you. Well, again, my name is Erica, all the way from Connecticut. I've started a business called Painting with Purpose. Actually, July 29th was officially a year that we have been up and running. I am an artist, so I do acrylic paintings, sell them. We do vendings. I sell prints starting on apparel, and then also we are a traveling paint party business.
Yeah, the paint party aspect of it really kind of probably get people's ears to perk up, because that's really popular these days. Is that one of the reasons you got into this, or you kind of just fell into this through your love of art? How did this come about?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm pretty involved in my church, and they had me do a paint party, first one ever, and it just took off from there. And what's different about us is that we actually travel, so someone doesn't have to worry about, you know, going into a place of business, making sure they have enough people or the prices may be too much. We actually come directly to you, so we can come to the comforts of your home or your own business, your church. So we really try to cater to, you know, the population.
That's awesome. The fact that you travel sounds really cool. And you know, the reason I wanted to have you on too, and what we're going to be doing is kind of taking a journey together over the next few months, and you listeners as well, because a lot of you want to start a business. Now you're talking to a few people that actually have done it. So on the show, we're going to really change the focus to entrepreneurship every once in a while and kind of drill down how you too can get your business off the ground. Now, myself personally, I've been online doing business for a handful of years now. And Erica has a business that's really community based, and she wants to take her business online. And actually, a lot of people do. So what have been some of the challenges or some of the hurdles that you're looking at that you need to get lined up to get your business into an e-commerce space?
I would definitely just, at this point, I'm just trying to, first off, I think that is really important to align yourself with the right person that's going to create your website. So I've been kind of shopping around. So it's been some obstacles just trying to find the right person to create the website, you know, and stuff like that. Like, you know, do you go directly through Instagram? Do you want to do through Facebook? Do you want to have an actual website? So those are some questions that constantly are weighing at this point.
Yeah, those are good. Those are the ones that really pop into people's minds. You know, word of caution for you entrepreneurs out there, don't get scammed with the website. And there's a lot of people that put together websites and they charge thousands of dollars to put you in the hole right off the bat. So be careful of that. You can always set up a store with Shopify or something like BigCommerce and kind of host it yourself. And a lot of these sites are plug and play right now, so that's a good option to look at as well. Now, also you mentioned Instagram and Facebook. So how social media play a factor into you as a local business and also transitioning into the e-commerce space?
Well, for one, right now, I tend to use Facebook a lot, just to kind of connect with a lot of the local people, you know, people who are already on your friend list. So you definitely get a good group of people on Facebook. I'm just now starting the Instagram, but I'm having a challenge with getting enough followers. So I know that you pretty much, you know, I know that you started from scratch, but now you're thriving in that area. So one of my main questions pretty much to you is kind of like, how do you get to that point?
Yeah, that's a good question. Now, one of the big things for Instagram in particular is consistency. So I would recommend that all entrepreneurs that are listening or potential entrepreneurs and you yourself, make sure you're posting every single day on Instagram. I know it sounds like a lot, of work, and it is, but that is the only way you're really going to gain traction. If you post one or two times a week, you're going to get lost in the shuffle. But if you're posting every day, you're going to stay right in people's minds. And that's the way that you can start to kind of slowly build a following. And I think over the next few weeks, we'll dive deeper into more Instagram tips. But that's my number one tip for Instagram. Mm-hmm. Have you found that to be a challenge to get into the pattern of, you know, posting every day?
Most definitely. I mean, 9 times out of 10, anyone that's starting this entrepreneur role, this is not their full-time job, you know. So I do have a full-time job. I work in insurance. So trying to find time to juggle that and then on top of, you know, anything else I have going on and posting every single day, that definitely does become a challenge.
Oh, definitely. I can understand that. So my recommendation would be, you definitely need to get a time of day that works for you. You know, maybe you're not an early riser, but if you can, set your alarm 30 minutes earlier and get up and make sure you do your posting then, or do it in the evening time, you know, after work, like right after work before you get busy doing other things, and make it a priority then. That's a good tip that works well. And also, as far as getting content together, I know that can be challenging as well. I know you have art, so you can put up pictures of art. You can also do inspirational quotes, things like that. Have any of those things seemed to work out well for you?
Yes, and I've actually started tagging or doing the hashtag. So I've noticed that on Instagram, you know, if you do hashtags, that kind of draws a lot of people outside of your regular friend list to kind of see your post and like it and even lead them to actually following your page. So I've tried to start doing that as well.
Yeah, that's a great tip. And you know what? Some people are down on hashtags, but they still work. They're very effective. And I believe Instagram lets you use up to 30 hashtags. So don't be shy about using them. You know, you can use 25 or so. And don't use ones that are super duper popular. You want to make sure that you're using some that are just right in your lane, you know, right up your alley for people who may be interested in what you do. So don't make them too broad. Go ahead and make them real focused and make sure you use them with every post, and that'll really help you. I think that'll really help your Instagram to kind of take off a little bit. Now, Let me ask you this too, because there's a lot of people saying that they have ideas. I get a lot of messages in my inbox, and people feel like they don't have the time for it. And you kind of made mention that, hey, you work full time. So how do you kind of make the time? And what do you say to people who have that full time job and haven't quite made that transition to their side hustle yet?
I think pretty much my word of advice would be let your passion drive you. You know, it's good having your 9-to-5 and working for someone else. And this has definitely been a push for myself out of my comfort zone, because I'm more so like an introvert. But I found that there's nothing like living in your own passion, you know, so this will drive you. And once you start and once you see the progression and even the building of your own character, it will continually push you. And when you want to give up, it's going to be something that may come along the way as confirmation to keep going. So that's pretty much been my push. If I had to go based off of my schedule and how tired I was, I would not keep going. But it's mainly just been I thrive in the push, you know?
Yeah, I feel you totally. I mean, there's just some days where you don't want to do the work that needs to be done. You've had a rough day at work at the 9-to-5. You're ready to come home and kind of kick up your feet and put on Netflix. But then you start to get inspired, especially when you love what you do. And I mean, something like art, you got to definitely be passionate about it to crank out those paintings. So where do you get the inspiration for that?
Well, I do a lot of African American art, or also spiritual art. So as I said earlier, you know, I'm definitely in a church, born and raised. So definitely spiritual pieces. I mean, I can listen to songs to get an idea, or I can see photos of something and I'm like, oh, that would be a tough painting. I'll just put my own twist on it. So I can get an idea, you know, pretty much anywhere. So I would just say, I think just life pretty much inspires my paintings.
That's the best way to do it. And definitely, yeah, Everybody's got to check out your work. We'll have you come on in the future as well and kind of take us on this journey. We'll be kind of helping people, the budding entrepreneurs out there, answering questions and also updating them on your success along the way. But before we get into that, let's close out this segment. But before we do, let us know how we can check out some of your work, perhaps on Facebook. And we know you're just getting started on Instagram, but let's hear about that as well.
Yes, awesome. So definitely I'm on Instagram, my personal page. I tend to post more on my personal page. So it's Coco, COCOA, sorry, _08. So that's Coco 08. And then the business page is Painting with Purpose LLC for Instagram. And then the same on Facebook, it's going to be Painting with Purpose LLC. So definitely, you know, check me out, like, follow, comment, and I'll definitely do the same back.
All right, guys, appreciate it. Erica, thanks so much. Glad you could join us. And guys, you know what? We always talk about it. You have an idea in your head, it's time to go ahead and get it started. Stop dreaming, start doing the work, and definitely good things will happen. So hopefully this inspired you. And Erica, thanks once again. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right, thank you for having me.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the interview portion of the show, where we talk to an exciting entrepreneur doing amazing things in the world of business and fashion. And today, I am very excited to have on our guest, because I am a fan of his brand, and this is a very classy gentleman that I think you will all enjoy getting to know just a little bit better. You may have already heard of his brand, Arnold Steiner, and I have the pleasure of welcoming to the show Arnold. How's it going?
Hello, hello. Everything's doing well. How about you?
Oh, doing good. Glad we could get you on the line and talk. And, you know, right out the gate, I'm going to ask the million-dollar question, because a lot of times when people name their company, they name a brand, you know, they use a fictitious name, or they're scratching their head. And some people procrastinate for days and weeks trying to figure out a name. So how did you come up with the name for your brand?
Well, Throughout my time as a graphic designer, I worked and designed a lot of brands for a lot of companies, and I noticed a lot of people were using fictitious names. And I wondered, you know, why doesn't anybody want to use their real name and celebrate it? So I started thinking about that myself, and I asked myself, you know, would I use my real name? And why shouldn't I use my real name and celebrate it and be proud of it? And it's really uplifting, actually. It changes you because you start to see who you are as a person in a whole different way. So I decided to use my name, celebrate it, and when I leave my legacy and people say, you know, Arnold Steiner so-and-so did this and did that, Arnold Steiner, it's my real name, and that's the beauty of it. You know, a lot of people will be remembered for a name that wasn't there. So it's sort of a fictitious person that they live by, and I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be proud of who I was and what I was named by my parents. And you think about that. You think about the legacy. You think when your parents are passed away and you're carrying on your family's traditions and everything they stood for, I think your name is really important in that history. So, you know, that's why I did it. And then for other reasons, I felt that in the world of business, I feel that a lot of people with fictitious names run into a lot of problems as well, because you come up with a fictitious name and then somebody somewhere else just adds another word to that fictitious name, and now you both have similar names. And there's a lot of companies out there that have very similar names or the same exact name with an additional name to it. And I said, well, since it's my real name, who's going to really want it?
Yeah.
So that was another reason why I chose to use my real name. And, you know, I asked around and I said, hey, what do you think about this name, you know? And a lot of people said, hey, it kind of rings a bell. So that was also pretty assuring. So that was pretty much a nail in the coffin, and the decision was made, and I just ran with it.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it sounds great, and that's why I thought, man, maybe he came up with this name, but that's awesome. Now, for those of us that are listening right now that maybe aren't familiar with your brand, what exactly is your brand, or what kind of items do you produce for the public to consume?
Well, mainly men's accessories, but I'm slowly getting into apparel now. But for the most part, I believe I'm mainly known for ties, men's ties. And I also produce bow ties and socks and caps and sweaters and tote bags and scarves. And now I'm actually gearing towards creating my first button-down Oxford shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's taken me 2 years to get it right. And a lot goes into manufacturing. I think a lot of people don't see that until they try to do it themselves. But I definitely learned a lot and realized how much work it took to actually create such a what people consider a simple garment.
Yeah, nothing simple about that process, though. That is exactly true.
No, there really isn't. Accessories and apparel are two completely different worlds.
Yeah, most definitely.
One is extremely more difficult to produce, correct. You can make anything, but to make something where you know that the consumer is going to be really happy with it, that takes time. Working with multiple manufacturers to get it right. So it's been a journey, and now finally, lo and behold, next week I will have them in my hands.
Oh man, alright, congrats.
That's exciting.
Yeah, now let me ask you this, because you mentioned you had a background in graphic design. How did you transition into the world of selling men's accessories online? Were you just a fan of men's fashion in general and decided to dip your toes into the water, so to speak?
Well, it's a long story, but my background is actually in fine art. I studied fine art. I went to the School of Visual Arts in New York City. And then I realized after I was in college, you know, I wanted to get a job in the arts. And you can't just really dive into the fine art world and expect to make a living. So I chose graphic design. I knew that I could apply my painterly skills to a computer and do more commercial work. So that was the beginning of it all. And I was freelancing for a lot of brands up in New York City in almost every industry. In clothing, I was doing graphic design and apparel design for, you know, it was a lot of freelance work. But, you know, companies like The Gap and Diesel and The North Face and tons of different brands, and then upcoming brands too, small brands at that time like 555 Soul and a bunch of other brands that I was doing a little bit of freelance work. And eventually, I started realizing that I really love doing t-shirts. And this is at the same time when I was even doing a lot of album artwork and flyers for the music scene. I worked for record labels. I spent a few years at Ruckus Records. I was really into hip-hop at the time. I designed tons of album covers for them.
Yeah, I used to love their label.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good times at that time, you know. And so I continued doing freelance work pretty much as a graphic designer for about 25 years. And then I realized I want to start doing my own thing because I feel like my ideas aren't really floating around on what I want to do. So I started doing my own t-shirts about in 2010. Started doing t-shirt graphics, and then after a few years, I was in my 30s, and I said, you know, I'm kind of a bit more mature, and my style is changing, and I'm getting more into menswear, but I still want to be creating things for clothing. So because I didn't have a fashion background, I applied my graphic design skills and made pocket squares, and that was really the beginning of it all. So I applied a lot of my graphic design skills to men's pocket squares. I was designing my own patterns, my own design. I think it was manufactured, and then getting into menswear. And what really inspired me was the Ivy style of the 50s. I wasn't much into like the solid suit and the simple tie. I love the way back in the 50s, how they were mixing up the patterns and the tweed and the plaid.
Yeah.
Different, you know, more of a casual, more relaxed look, and the experimentation of what the students were doing in the Ivy League at that time. And that's really what inspired me to really dive into menswear.
Yeah, and that's cool. And that really comes across if anybody goes to your Instagram page in particular. One thing I notice is that your branding, the message that you put across with those visuals is very strong, and it has that classic vibe to it. How do you stay so consistent with that?
I think it's the mixture of my digital art, fine art background that comes across, because you know, that really is my strong point right there, is that I'm able to do a lot of digital art, and that's where I come from. So when I started applying it to the photography, a lot in the editing and the creativity that I was doing with digital art, I'm applying that now to a menswear-based photographic image. So I think that's sort of what translates in my photography and you know, the creative ideas that I come up with, whether it's a flat lay or something surreal of, you know, me floating in the air.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's all from my experience of doing digital art.
Oh, okay.
I used to do a lot of digital surrealism, if you will. You know, I come from a fine art background, so I've really studied all kinds of art, from Impressionism to Surrealism to op art. You know, I've pretty much dabbled with everything, even with more hand-based stuff like pen and ink and pencil and oil painting. And so I apply those skills to the photography. So knowing depth of field, knowing color theory, knowing composition is all being utilized in those photos.
Yeah, and it really does come across. Another thing I noticed that you do differently with your brand that I really like because it makes you stand out is you're also pretty much the face of the brand. It appears that you really don't use a lot of different models, so to speak, or influencers, and it's instantly recognizable. Hey, Arnold Steiner. So what was the decision for that? Did you just also want to kind of leave a legacy or leave your stamp in that way?
Financially it works better because, you know, if you're a startup brand like me and I'm basically a one-man show, I do everything. You know, I don't really have the ability to, you know, hire models and do a lot of those things, you know, with even with the time that I have, and everything that I do is on such a spur of the moment that, you know, there's no way I would even be able to schedule, you know, with models and think about, you know, if I want to style something, for example, you know, I go in my closet and I pick an outfit. If I want to work with a model, I literally have to get that whole outfit to fit that specific person.
Very true.
It's a lot harder. There's a lot more work to it. And so for those reasons, that's probably the main reasons why I just take pictures of myself. And also, you know, I want to be proud of myself too, of course. You know, and celebrate who I am, and also show that, you know what, you don't have to be a model to dress well and look good. It could be anybody, and I think that's really important for people to see.
Yeah.
And especially in this day and age, you know, social media has elevated the amount of content that people are able to see, so it's very different from when you would just look at fashion magazines, print magazines. Now everybody is their own publication, basically. So it's good because now it's showing more diversity in people wearing this type of clothing and saying, hey, you know what? It's okay. You don't have to have a six pack and be 6'4".
Yeah, that rules me out.
Yeah, you know, it's just believe in yourself, carry your confidence, and enjoy what you wear, you know?
Yeah, I like that. And it seems like you have a lot of support too, family support. How's that been? What was it like when you told your family, you know, or those loved ones close to you, guys, I'm going to start putting out my own menswear brand, and it's Arnold Steiner. I'm the face of it. You guys are not going to believe what I'm about to do. So what was that like?
That was pretty funny, actually, because, you know, my father was, he was in the textile industry, and my mom was also very heavy into fashion. And I mean, I was obviously inspired by them. So they were always supportive of my creative endeavors. I don't think they ever thought that I was going to create my own brand. But when I told them about it, they were very supportive. They were saying, you know what, you go out there, you be the best. And, you know, my mom, when I show her anything creative that I do, she just falls in love with it. She literally has like a museum in her house of every stage I've been through in the creative world.
Oh, that's awesome.
Since I was a child. So she has old child drawings to paintings to, you know, scarves I've made currently for women. She collects it all. So she's a great supporter. And she loves fashion. So talking with her about fashion is She loves it.
Oh, man, that's just a bonus, you know, when you have that support. That's so cool. Now, we've talked a lot about your designs and things like that. I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to check them out and to support you. So before we close out this interview, please do me a favor. Let us know your social media and also the website so we can get on there and pick up a new tie or an accessory that we can add to our wardrobe.
Well, you can find me on Instagram more than anywhere else, and it's instagram.com/ Arnold Steiner. And you can also go to my website, which is arnoldsteiner.com.
All right, simple enough. Everything is Arnold Steiner, guys. We think we get the gist of it, and that's a good way. Yeah, easy to remember. We will not forget it. And Arnold, seriously, we appreciate your time on The Life of a Gentleman. It's been great getting to know more about you and your brand, and wishing you much success in the future, my friend.
I appreciate it. It's been my pleasure being here.
Well, gentlemen, that's going to do it for this edition of the Life of a Gent podcast. Definitely glad you tuned in. I enjoyed it. Hope you did too. And before we go, let's send a special thank you to our guest. Big round of applause for Erica from Painting with Purpose. Always glad to connect with my family on the show. She's definitely inspired me with the things that she's doing. And I'm ready to learn more from her about how you can get really involved in the community and take your business to a high level. And at the same time, excited to share what I know about helping to grow an e-commerce business and watch her flourish in that space as well. Also, somebody who's doing big things in e-commerce, our other guest, Arnold Steiner. Definitely enjoyed this conversation, learning about how he started a brand, how he came up with the name, and why. And hopefully you got a lot of value out of that as well. I know I did. Guys, if you could, please do me a favor before we close out. Could you rate and review the show? And you can do that on iTunes. It takes about 30 seconds of your time. I'd really, really appreciate it. And also, go ahead and feel free to subscribe to the show, because if you do that, you get a new episode in your inbox every Monday at 3 p.m. And you are definitely going to enjoy what we have coming up in the next few weeks. Guys, stay tuned. Keep it locked here. And if you have any ideas for the show, any questions, or if you have a brand of your own and want to be a guest, don't forget to reach out at Gentleman's Podcast on Instagram. And we are only a message away. So guys, as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.